Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday said it is difficult to specify a timeline for ending the prolonged war in Ukraine but asserted that his country will win, as he appreciated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's concern over the situation. Days ahead of the 16th BRICS summit to be hosted by him, Putin also endorsed Modi's description of the grouping, saying the Indian leader had aptly noted that it is not an anti-Western one but a non-Western one. He also made it clear the grouping, which has since been expanded from 5 initial members to include 5 more countries, should not be seen as a bloc-style organization. Modi is due to visit Kazan to attend the summit on October 22-23. At an interaction with senior editors from BRICS countries at his official residence Novo-Ogeryovo, about 50 kilometers from Moscow, the Russian leader also indicated he could discuss giving Indian movies another boost when he meets Modi. Asked by PTI whether he saw a role for India in negotiating peace between Russia and Ukraine, he referred to the concern expressed by Modi, whom he described as a friend. He said Russia was grateful for this. Modi had told Putin on phone on August 27 that he backed an early, peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, days after he held talks with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. He had also visited Moscow in July. In his remarks on September 5, Putin had identified India, China and Brazil as the countries with which Russia was in touch to resolve the Ukraine conflict. Putin on Friday said setting a timeline on ending the war will be counterproductive. The Russia-Ukraine conflict erupted in February 2022. He blamed the US and NATO for pushing Russia into the war, and said his country will prevail. He added that the Ukraine army, on its own cannot handle precision weapon delivery systems, it is all done by NATO professionals. But you know what the difference is? NATO is waging a war against us. He said the Russian army has become one of the most combat-effective and high-tech armies in the world, and NATO will get tired of waging this war against us. We will have the upper hand. We'll win. We'll prevail, he said through an interpreter at the media interaction. The Russian leader expressed his willingness to negotiate peace and accused Ukraine of backing out from earlier efforts. Besides India and Russia, the BRICS also has China, South Africa and Brazil. The grouping represents 24% of the global GDP and 41% of the world's population and positions itself as an economic counterweight to the West. The latest 5 entrants to the grouping are Iran, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia and the United Arab Emirates, UAE. Putin said the doors of BRICS were not closed to new members, and as the grouping develops even the non-member countries will benefit economically. The Russian leader said what sets this group apart from others is that BRICS was never meant to be against anyone. The Indian Prime Minister put it aptly. Of late, he has said that BRICS is not an anti-Western one but a non-Western one, he said. On other issues, Putin accused the US of trying to stem development in China. It's like telling the sun not to rise, he said. He also accused the US of resorting to provocative actions in different regions and literally dragging NATO like puppies into Asia like an angry big person. The US is galvanizing its allies like Australia to provide additional points of tension, he added. To a question on BRICS having a common currency, Putin said it is moving slowly and cautiously on this front, answering another question by PTI. He said Indian movies were very popular in Russia and indicated giving another boost to the sector when he meets Modi next week. He also made a mention of India's pharmaceutical and automotive industries, and referred to decisions by New Delhi to protect its own. But we are positive that if the Indian friends have this interest, we will find some common ground to promote Indian films to the Russian market, he added. Putin expressed concern over the escalating situation in Gaza, and said Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has been invited to BRICS events.